Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
If you're in the market for a new home, you might think that real estate agents are just for the seller.
But buyers with real estate agents are smart shoppers, and the seller pays the commission.
But buyers beware. Before you choose an agent, read our story. Choose agent carefully before buying a house when you hit MoneyPit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now, 888-MONEYPIT.
Presented by Bank of America and First Alert. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the weekend of the holidays. It is that time of year when we're all hopefully safe and sound at home in our tiny little bubbles, enjoying each other's company. The same way we have for the last, 10 months? Maybe a little bit too much of that. But I'll tell you what one of the effects of the quarantine has been, and that is home improvement is going nuts right now. I mean, folks are continuing to build out their homes and improve their spaces more than ever before. In fact, according to a new survey by Travelers, 75% of Americans have been taking on projects. And I would venture a guess, Leslie, that's probably more activity than the home improvement industry has probably seen in decades.
I think you're probably right.
Decades. So we're going to take a look at some of the top projects that people are getting done during quarantine in just a bit.
And are outside noises disturbing your sleep or even your workday? Well, you can minimize those sounds. Now, whether it's a traffic noise, the train, noisy neighbors, loud plumbing, whatever it is, we're going to have some tips to help you get back your peace and quiet.
And you know what? The colder it gets, the more expensive it is to pick up some fresh herbs or veggies. But you can actually have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with a vegetable container garden. And some people are sort of intimidated by that. But the truth of the matter is, if you can keep a house plant, you can keep a plant that just is growing basil, you know, right there on your windowsill and enjoy it during the cold months.
Plus, home fires peak in the winter, so we've got a great giveaway to help keep you safe going out to one lucky winner. It's a set of three First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarms worth $149.
I love the fact that these are interconnected, so if one goes off, they all go off, keeping you nice and safe. But first, we want to know what you want to know. Are you thinking about some projects to take on in the new year? Maybe you've got a room you'd like to do a makeover. Maybe you're thinking ahead to spring like so many of us are because we're tired of the cold already. If that's a project you want to get done, you need some help, that's what we're here for. So pick up the phone and call us. You can reach us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. You can leave us a message. We'll call you back the next time you're in the studio. Or you can post your question at moneypit.com. But first, let's get to some of those calls. Leslie, who's up?
All right, heading to Connecticut where Elizabeth is dealing with some unwanted visitors. What's going on?
Yeah, my husband and I recently bought a small home up in Connecticut, and it's very country around where we are. And so we've killed at least probably 13 mice, I think. in a short period of time. So, and I think that they're living in the fiberglass insulation in the basement ceiling.
So your reputation hasn't gotten out yet with the other mice, is what you're telling me.
Yes, but I guess, yeah, people like it. I guess the mice like it.
They haven't heard that, you know, this house is trouble and just moved out based on your record of mass murder.
I know. Not yet.
Okay.
I'm always surprised. Like, when one night we were like, oh, I didn't catch any tonight. That's surprising.
Right.
But so we had... We had people come out, pest control come out, and they were suggesting what we could do. It's a small house, so they were thinking that we could do like a kind of like metal flashing, like an L lower exclusion, where they just kind of like put a metal barrier into the where the cinder block meets the house, I guess, just to prevent all the mice from coming in from the ground. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that. You know, we'll definitely do all the things like, you know, we don't have pets. We don't, we'll put steel wool. We have the foam insulation, but, and I also was wondering too, if it's worth removing the, fiberglass insulation from our basement ceiling.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not. So this, first of all, I've seen this issue before. I've had mice in my own house that have, helped themselves to the fiberglass to make a bed. It's just natural this time of year too, when it starts to get really cold, the problem seems to get a lot worse. So let's cover the basics. I know you said that you're going to do that, but, you know, the basics in my mind are making sure that you're not providing an easy source of food for them. So the less obvious stuff might be like pet food bags. You know, I have pet food and birdseed bags that weigh like 40, 50 pounds, and of course they're on the floor, right? So if I noticed, I had noticed not in my house, but in another relative's house where the mice actually chewed through the outside of those bags. So be aware of the fact that food sources, even those that are less obvious, that are not contained, they're not stored in metal containers, can provide a regular source of food for the mice. And once they get a sense that it's there, they just keep coming back. They tell all their friends, and, you know, you're having Thanksgiving every day of the year at your house. Now,
we don't have any pets, though, so that's
okay.
One
well,
thing
that was an example. Yeah, that was my example, but you get the idea. Okay. Now, in terms of the finding entry points, I don't think you have to put a flashing around that. If you've got a gap under the siding and you're sure that there's spaces there where mice are getting in, what you could do there is simply put some steel wool in that. You can buy steel wool. It's really inexpensive, the kind that they used for finishing. It comes in very fine grades and very coarse grades. Usually it has a zero rating to it, or they use the term aught, right? So 4.0, they call it 4.0. That's super fine, and 1.0 is rougher. But you can buy some of that steel wool and, you know, do a little inspection. You can even use, if you can't get down on the ground and look up, you could use a makeup mirror. Like, I'll give you a little home inspector trick. We used to use an auto mechanics mirrors that were like on an extended arm to see under things. You could hold a makeup mirror down under the siding, walk around, use a flashlight too, bounce it off the mirror. You'll see right up under the siding. You'll see if there's any gaps there. Wherever you find gaps, you can shove some of that steel wool in there, and that's enough to keep them from getting in any gaps that might be between the siding in the house. You could also use expandable spray foam insulation, except if you do that, make sure you use the kind that's rated for windows and doors. And the reason for that is because the window and door stuff stays squishy. If you use the other type of expandable polyurethane spray foam insulation, it just keeps expanding and it can like pop the siding off the house. But the window door stuff doesn't have that kind of strength to it. It just is nice, like a sponge when you're all done. So that's kind of fine. And if you get a little too aggressive with it and it's kind of coming out where you don't want it, just let it dry. Don't try to wipe it away. Let it dry where it is, and you can cut it with a utility knife away from the areas that you don't want it to be at. You'll never be able to wipe it off. You're better off just let it dry and you can cut it off a lot easier. And the other thing is, what about baits? Has your pest control company set any baits out in this area?
No, we were kind of trying to avoid doing like poison baits, but it, you know, it might be worth.
I know you're killing them with traps. You know, baits are effective.
Yeah.
And do you have? You said you don't have pets, so you don't have to worry about pets getting into the baits. But for those that are listening that have pets, you can use bait stations, which are these boxes that are large enough for the mice to get in, but not for a kid or a dog or anything, a cat, you know, to get into it. But, you know, I've used bait stations very successfully in my crawl space and in my basement. I usually put them on the ledge ledge of the block wall, like right where the 2x4s sit on top of the block wall, because that's like the road and superhighway up there. They walk back and forth in that area.
At the top of the foundation?
Yeah, right. That's right. From the inside. So if you're, are you in a basement or a crawl space?
Basement.
Okay, so in the basement, is it unfinished basement?
It is, yeah.
So in the basement, right, if you go to an exterior wall and you go right to the top of the cinder block or the concrete, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a ledge there, and then the wall framing starts, and that's where the insulation starts. So that ledge is where you'll find a lot of mice that go back and forth. And the other thing is that outside the house, make sure you're not doing anything to kind of hold moisture against the house. Like the most common thing I see a lot is like firewood stacks that are pressed right up against the house. You know, that sort of thing. Make sure you have some space around the house in that sense, so the air can get in there. All right, so that's the kind of way I would approach it. You know, I've never heard of a pest control company selling a metal barrier. You know, you can't really put a complete gate or a complete fence around your house, and I understand what they're trying to accomplish with that sort of fin of flashing, but I don't think you need to do that and stare at that. I think you can just do the same thing with steel wool. It'll be completely hidden. That's usually what we do if there's a little gap around tram or something of that nature.
I was just wondering, do you think we should leave the, I mean, like the, you know, they've made nests in the insulation. Is it worth replacing all of that?
I don't think you have to replace the insulation. I think we'll just get rid of the mice. I mean, if they've damaged it, you can pull it out and replace it.
Okay, but it's fine.
It's torn. But the insulation is important in that space. I think you're talking about what we call the box choice insulation. That helps. That's actually part of the exterior wall. It's where the frame is for the floor, but it's kind of part of the wall, and you really do want that to be insulated.
All right, then. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a design project or even an improvement. Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. So give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
888-666-3974. Just ahead, a new survey by Travelers says 75% of Americans have been taking on home improvement projects since the quarantine began. We're going to take a look at the top five projects getting done next. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right. But some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
The Money Pit is presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping for all the essentials in your life. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, everybody. Did you know that the Money Pit is available by podcast? Well, the Money Pit podcast is ranked one of the top home and garden podcasts of all time on Apple Podcasts.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure at moneypit.com/podcast, moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, with winter upon us, we've got a great giveaway to help you stay safe this fire season. We've got up for grabs a set of 3 First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarms worth $149. Now, the detector is also smart. It's compatible with Ring and Z-Wave systems. The First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is a battery-operated alarm that's designed to provide early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Plus, not only does it detect both carbon monoxide and smoke, these alarms are actually wirelessly interconnected. So if one goes off, they all go off, which is especially helpful if you live in an older house, because in that case, you typically had to wire all those detectors together. With this, no wiring, totally wireless. It's a well-designed product. All in all, this is a well-designed product that delivers great home protection to keep your loved ones safe. We've got 3 First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarms to go out to one listener drone at random. Make that you. Call us now at 1-888-MONEYPIT and learn more about the products at firstalert.com.
Now we've got Tony in Texas on the line who's got a question about a modular home. How can we help?
I purchased this home about 5 years ago, and it has tile, about the 16-inch square tile in the bathroom. But over time, it has gotten to where it is loose, and a lot of the grout is coming out and creating kind of a bad habit when you step out of the tub on some of these little rocks. But
yeah,
my question is, can we replace this or go back with something else as opposed to tile? What should be our best bet?
Hey, that's a great question, Tony. So certainly the tile is not the problem. The way the tile was installed is the problem. Now, especially when you have wider tile, like you said, these are 16-inch squares, the bigger the tile, the more solid that floor structure has to be. So if you're going to replace this, we would say take out the toilet, take out the vanity, try to get as much room as possible in that space, and perhaps start by putting down a double layer of plywood so it's really, really stiff. If you're going to use a glue-down installation, you could do a double layer of plywood. If you're going to use a floating floor like a mud floor, then you could put the mesh down on what you probably have and go from there. But you've got to have a really solid floor surface because, as you probably have noticed, tile doesn't bend. And unless it's really solid
apparently
like that.
Not flex.
Right.
So what size plywood are we talking about? Quarter inch, 3/8?
I would probably put at least 2 layers of 5/8 down.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that sounds good.
Yep, you got to have a really stiff subfloor there for it to stand up to wide tile. You know, if you're going to use something that's a little smaller, if you're going to use like a 4x4, or, you know, by the way, you don't even have to use tile anymore these days. There are so many great options of flooring products that are 100% waterproof that look phenomenal. You ought to look at the engineered vinyl plank, for example. That stuff's just gorgeous. It can look like wood. It can look like tile. It can look like stone. And it's 100% waterproof. I put it in a couple of rooms myself. I was really, really happy with it. Just, you know, see if you can get over to like an LL flooring store or a place like that. Take a look at it. And that might be an option for you. A lot less expensive. And you wouldn't have to worry about, rebuilding that floor as much. As long as you've got a clean, stiff floor, I might even put down a quarter-inch piece of plywood at that point in time just to give you something clean to start with. You can lay it right on top of that. It all locks together. It's essentially a floating floor when you're done. And it looks great. And the stuff's only, maybe $3 a foot or something like that, maybe more. It's not much, not very expensive.
Well, that's the option. That's the option that the wife had asked. And of course, I'm used to the old style roll linoleum, but I am not a floor man. And there are options. She even wanted to decide if there was something besides tile we could go with that would look just as good.
Your wife is a wise woman. There are a lot of options. Like I say, I would get to a home center or a Lumber Liquidators / LL Flooring store and look at the engineered vinyl plank. It really is pretty amazing stuff. And then you don't have to be a floor man. It's very simple, tongue and groove, locked together kind of a product and very simple to install.
Well, I think we have one here in our area. So I will look that up because that sounds like the best option to me. Tile just does not, I'm not happy with it. I don't know how to work with it. I'd much rather work with something that, tongue and groove, as you said, that'd be a little bit better option. I know the wife would be much happier with it.
All right, Tony. Well, we're happy to help you out. And thanks so much for calling us at the Money Pit.
Thank you for taking my time.
Well, according to the results of a new survey from Travelers, 75% of those responding are making improvements to their current home, which I think is more activity than the home improvement industry has seen in many, many decades.
I mean, I think you're absolutely right, Tom. Everybody's in home a lot, so they're really looking at things and saying, oh, maybe I can change this, or that's not the way I want it, or boy, this is in need of repair. So a lot of stuff is going on, and of the projects that homeowners are taking on, how many of these have you guys done, right? Let's think about this. Painting rooms, 44%. I painted pretty much every room in my house.
I painted this weekend.
I mean, it's amazing, and I'm still painting. I want to paint my son's room coming up next. I mean, there's just painting projects all the time. Started a garden, 41% of people have. Updated flooring, 31%. Painting an exterior of the home, 27%. Building an outdoor play area is at 19%. I mean, this is a lot of projects. I would say I've definitely painted the rooms just like you. I didn't start a garden, but I definitely worked on the yard. Flooring, didn't even deal with. Painting, yes. Outdoor play area, yes. We all know the saga of the pool I had all summer, the COVID pool. Thank God, no fines. Oh, still keeping it secret.
Let's see. I did two floors during the quarantine, one for my mom, one for my sister, with EVP. We used some LL flooring for that. That was great. I did not, like you, start a garden, but we did actually increase our garden, and it was a pretty darn good garden.
You did
a
big garden project, dude.
I was pretty happy with that. You know, we had a lot of Jersey tomatoes growing. No outdoor play area because we are too big to play in outdoor play areas right now. And no painting of the exterior. So I think we definitely checked a number of these boxes. You know, I think the findings also revealed that consumers were definitely focusing on optimizing their home's function, right? So, you know, they're doing a lot of storage and organization projects, and more than a quarter, 26%, are incorporating smart home technology, so that's getting a boost, and 22% are updating home security systems. So a lot of work going on in those money pits. We are happy to see it, and if you've got a project, don't know where to start, start right here by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. We will do what we can to help you out.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit on this wonderful holiday weekend. Whatever it is you and your family are doing, we wish you all the best. Remember, you can reach us anytime, 24/7, with whatever it is you are working on around the house. Give us a call at 888-MONEYPIT. Just ahead, do you have a noisy neighbor? Are you tired of hearing the traffic? And I bet you these are all things you probably didn't even notice before the pandemic, but now everybody hears everything. So we've got some tips on the best ways to soundproof your space when the Money Pit continues.
Money Pit. Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours, free, when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
I guess today it's the ho-ho home improvement show, right?
It really is.
It is the holiday week. We don't think that you're out there doing any fix-ups to the house, but you're probably thinking about one you might want to get done, and that's where we come in. Reach out to us by posting a question at moneypit.com or at our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/themoneypit.
Well, it's the perfect time of year for the fireplace, so Sharon in Ohio is on the line with a question about cleaning the hearth. What's going on?
I was calling to find out what's the best way to clean a fireplace hearth that's like a concrete, one concrete block.
Got kind of smoky, did it?
Not smoky so much. It looks like, I've only been there like less than a year, but it looks like they set their drinks there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so what kind of floor do you have around this hearth? Is it hardwood or carpet or what?
It's carpeted.
Okay. So here's what I would do. First of all, you're going to need to get a tarp, like one of those blue vinyl tarps, and put it over that carpet up against that, because it's going to get a little drippy.
Okay.
But I would use TSP. It stands for trisodium phosphate. It's a powdered cleaner, and it works really well on concrete surfaces. So you mix this up, follow the label directions, and then you're going to apply it to the concrete, and I would use like a scrub brush for that, and you want to make sure you protect your eyes, because you don't want this stuff flinging off into your eyes.
Okay.
And then you let it sit for a little while, and then you kind of have, in your case, you're going to have to sort of blot it to rinse it and you know, wring out the rag and blot it some more. But you'll find that it will lighten the whole thing up, and hopefully it will take out those stains.
Okay.
If it doesn't take them out completely to your satisfaction, the other thing that you could consider doing is using a concrete stain. It's like a wood stain, but it's designed for concrete. They have all different sorts of colors and patterns with that. And I don't think that would be affected by the heat, being the fireplace is right nearby. But I think you could, you know, probably get it into a whole different color. I mean, if you like gray, you could probably use a gray stain, for example.
Oh, that sounds like a better idea. Less work.
Well, try cleaning it first. It may not be that big of a deal. It might come right up. But TSP, you'll find it in the paint department at home centers and hardware stores, okay?
Yeah, okay. TSP. And then what's the concrete paint called? Is there a...
It's a concrete stain. It's a stain, not a paint. It's a stain.
All right.
It soaks
gotcha.
In. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Well, I hope that helps you out, Sharon.
Yeah,
you're very welcome.
Too.
Good luck with the project.
Great. Thank you.
So are you working from home a lot these days, and maybe you're finally realizing that outside noises are happening and they're making it hard for you to focus during the day, or you've noticed them before and now you're having a hard time sleeping at night? Well, whatever it is, daytime, nighttime, if it's traffic noise, train, noisy neighbors, loud plumbing, whatever it is, we've got some ideas to help you get back your peace and quiet. Now, your solution is going to vary depending on whether you live in a house, a townhouse, an apartment, and then certainly the options for new homes may be easier to plan as part of your construction process. But there are lots of options out there for existing homes and even renters.
Yeah, definitely. So let's talk through a few. First of all, for new homes, there's a type of insulation called rock wool. And rock wool is a mineral wool insulation. It's actually made of stone that is melted and then sort of spun to get that wool-like appearance to it. And it has a lot of nice qualities, one of which is it's completely fire-resistant, or fireproof, I should say. It doesn't burn. It also doesn't grow mold. And most importantly, it's a very quiet insulation, so it's great for soundproofing. Now, if you've got an existing home, you might want to try blown-in insulation because that can help. Some other things you can do are doubling the drywall. If you've just got a room or two that you want to be particularly quiet, you can add a second layer of drywall on top of the drywall that's there now. But you want to separate it by something called green glue. It's basically a sound-deadening adhesive that goes between the layers of the drywall. And then speaking of drywall, there's also a type of drywall that's called sound-reducing drywall. It has sound-deadening features built right into the panels, and so they're very often used in commercial applications like offices that have to be quiet or recording studios, but they're available at home centers, and you can use them as well. And acoustic ceilings are also a great choice. Many are designed specifically to reduce sound. There's actually a couple of ratings to be aware of. There's the noise reduction coefficient and the ceiling attenuation class. And basically, the first one tells you how much sound the ceiling panels can absorb, and the second one rates how much sound gets through to other rooms. But you can use those numbers to compare products and find the best ceiling panel for your needs.
Now, here's some ideas for renters that really just don't want to take on a construction project or just truly can't because of the rental contract. There are a lot less disruptive things that you can do to reduce the levels of noise both inside and out. Now, first of all, the more stuff you've got in your room, the better it is for sound absorption. So think about like drapes on your windows. They could be some heavy velvet drapes or, you know, adding some things like curtains and fabric to the walls, sort of like as a decorative look. That can be helpful in absorbing sound from your neighbors. And it really does give it like a really nice, rich look to the space. The more stuff you add to, say, if you've got a leather sofa, that is just going to reflect sound everywhere. Everybody loves it, but it is noisy. I mean, it's super noisy. So if you've got one in a media room or in your family's living room, whatever it is, put a throw blanket on it, add some pillows, whatever it is to help absorb those sound waves rather than sort of just refracting it back to the entire room. I mean, think about adding in those things, rugs on the floor, area rugs, whatever it is, soft things that will help deaden that sound is really what you need, and that'll keep things more quiet.
So there really are things you guys can do to be have your area be a lot quieter, and they don't all have to be large construction projects. So think about some of those tips and enjoy the newfound peace you will find. 888-666-3974 is one way to get in touch with us. You can also post your questions to MoneyPit.com.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hope you're enjoying your holiday weekend. Whatever you are doing, relaxing with your family and friends, enjoying the trees, sitting by the fire, we are here wishing you a happy holiday, but also wanting to help you with whatever it is you're working on. So give us a call 24/7. We're standing by at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, the colder it gets, the more expensive it is to buy fresh herbs and veggies. But you can have fresh, healthy foods year-round by growing your own with Veggie Container Gardens. We'll tell you which plants grow best and more just ahead.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about a dollar a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about a dollar a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs, a pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, if you enjoy the radio show, we think you're going to enjoy our podcast, too. You're going to find it at moneypit.com/podcast. Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Well, it is the season, but it's not just the season for our holidays. It's actually the season for home fires. So this hour, we've got for you guys a great giveaway. We're giving away a set of three brand spanking new, just on the market, First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarms, and that set's worth $149. Now, one of the reasons I like what they've done here is because these detectors are compatible with Ring and Z-Wave systems, which means they work with your smart home systems. They detect both smoke and carbon monoxide, and they're wirelessly interconnected. So if one goes off, they all go off, which is super helpful with old houses because they usually had to be wired for that interconnectivity. If you'd like to learn more, go to firstalert.com. But we've got three First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarms going out to one listener. Make that you. Pick up the phone. Call us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, or post your questions to moneypit.com.
We've got Lisa in Illinois on the line who's dealing with a bathroom that's just not holding up. What's going on, Lisa?
We have a rocking toilet.
Okay.
I don't know how much longer it's going to be before it falls through if we don't do something with it.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually a pretty common problem. Now, do you know if the floor is soft underneath this toilet?
Yes, and there is also part of the support structure under it missing because of the way someone else before we got into the house jury-rigged it.
Okay. Is it leaking at all, Lisa?
I'm not sure. It probably needs new Coria seals at the very least, but my guess would be it's leaking somewhere. Someone told us when they went under the house to check something else and replace a busted water pipe under a nearby structure that there was water in the crawl space.
Okay. Well, that may or may not be from the plumbing. That could just be water in your crawl space from bad drainage. Let's talk about this. The flooring itself that's in the bathroom now, what kind of floor is it?
It has tile on it, so I don't know exactly. But it's, the subfloor is wood, and then it's got the floor joist.
Okay. So I'm guessing you would like to avoid tearing this entire bathroom floor out, wouldn't you, Lisa?
Well, that'd be the cheaper way to go.
No, I don't think so. I think I can get you this done even less expensive because you already told me you can get access to the crawl space underneath. What I would do if it was my house is I would take the toilet up, and that's usually an easy thing to do, usually just a couple of bolts. Flush it, turn the water off, obviously, get as much of that water out of it as possible. I would take that up, and I would examine that floor just to see how damaged it is first, I should mention. And I'll tell you what I used to do in the years I was a home inspector, a little trick of the trade. If you stand next to the toilet bowl and you kind of straddle it with your legs, you can take the inside of your foot and press it right up against the toilet where it connects to the floor and gently push down and see if that floor is soft in either area. Now, let's assume that it is and the floor has got some damage there. What I would suggest you do is from the bottom side, from the crawl space side, a contractor might need to disconnect the drain pipe temporarily and move it out of the way. But there's no reason that that floor structure can't be beefed up from the underside. As long as the top layer of plywood isn't like completely rotted away and just down to fibers, you know, you can beef up that floor from the underside to make it stronger. And the key here is that when it's put back together, the flange has to be level with the finished floor of the bathroom. And that sometimes takes a little adjustment, takes a little finesse, sometimes takes a skilled plumber to do that. But you can beef up the wood, the weak wood structure. You can adjust the flange so it's level with the top of the bathroom floor, and then you put a new wax seal and reset that toilet. And that should be it. And that's a lot easier than tearing a floor out of a bathroom, which is a heck of a messy big job that's going to have you without that bathroom for several days. This is the kind of project that could be done in a day.
Okay. And if we wanted to tear it out and redo the whole bathroom while we're doing it.
That's a completely separate project in my mind. That's a bathroom remodel. Bathroom remodels can be very expensive because even though they're small rooms, there's a lot of steps and there's a lot of work and there's a lot of trades involved. You know, you're talking about tile contractors and plumbers and electricians and, you know, painting and drywall. I mean, you may find a small general contractor that can do it all, but that's a big, big project. And I'm saying, I don't want, sometimes people look at a small project and goes, well, while we're at it, while I'm busy fixing this hole, how about if I just renovate the entire bathroom? You know, it's not that kind of a thing. If you want to renovate that bathroom, Lisa, you go ahead and do that. But you don't have to renovate that bathroom to fix this problem. This is a common problem that can be fixed from the underside with the right skills and experience. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, if you miss having fresh vegetables around during these cold winter months, container gardening is a solution for growing your very own produce right now. So if you already have houseplants and they're doing well, you're actually already doing a form of container gardening. But with the right light, the soil, and the pot, you can actually grow herbs and even some veggies all year long right in your house. Now, if you want some really good results, you got to have the best location with the right type of lighting. And sometimes you need as much as 6 hours of direct sunlight a day for those certain vegetables. Now, you're also going to need room for containers that are much bigger than those of your typical houseplant. They're going to need to be about 18 inches in diameter and at least 18 inches deep. And then, of course, you have to have a plan for watering. And you can't forget to water because these guys are dependent on you, not Mother Nature.
Now, if you're trying to figure out what you can plant, there are actually a lot of options for vegetables that will thrive in container gardens. Burpee, the seed company, has a section of their website that breaks out all the veggies that actually grow well in that space. So head on over to burpee.com and search on vegetable container gardens. You'll get a lot of great suggestions.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime. Let us know what you are working on, whether it's a home repair or a home improvement question, 24/7, right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, there are many specialty paints out there, including chalk paint, countertop paint, and there's even a paint that makes magnets stick to walls. We're going to answer a question about the best places to use one of these special paints next.
You live in a money pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
It is presented by QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. Make your next outdoor concrete project quick and easy. QuickCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix. Look for it in the red bag.
Where home solutions live. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? Anything this weekend? Probably not. It's the holiday. We give you permission to take the time off that you need. But if you're thinking about spending some of this time at home, maybe tackling a New Year's project, a craft project, a quickie repair project, and need some help, you can always reach us at moneypit.com.
Well, Mark writes us, I have painted kitchen and bath cabinets with traditional paints, but I'm now hearing about chalk paints and their benefits. I would like to hear a comparison of traditional to chalk paints, especially as they're to their prep, adherence, longevity, and high-use areas. But wait, is he talking about paint that's made with chalk or chalkboard paint that makes it so you can write on it?
Yeah, I'm kind of wondering, because chalkboard paint, we've got the worst possible paint for
it's
a kitchen
terrible.
Cabinet. I used that for the first time. We made a Murphy desk, and it was kind of cool because, you know, when it was flipped up against the wall, it was a chalkboard on one side, and then when you flipped it down, like, the legs swung out, and it was like a desk. So it was, like, for my nephew's apartment. It was the first time I ever used the chalk paint, and it was okay, but I could see that, you know, it's pretty soft surface, you know. It didn't even seem to clean well when we wrote on it with chalk, so definitely not that. Now, but I think what you're referring to is a different type of chalk. It's really the color, right?
I don't know. I mean, he's saying chalk paints, which makes me think that maybe Mark thinks that the paint is made from chalk. Like, the only thing I've ever heard of is, you know, either it's a color that you refer to as chalk or a chalkboard paint. And, you know, either way, I don't know that a chalkboard paint is good for all of your cabinets or anything. I would use the chalkboard paint maybe on one door or the side of the cabinet so you can have a little writing station. But I think, Mark, the best thing for kitchen and bath cabinets is to make sure that the surface is properly prepped so that you have excellent adherence of the latex paint that you choose. So use an excellent, super durable primer, let that dry well, and then paint the cabinets with a latex paint of your choice. And I would go, you know, satin, semi-gloss, gloss. I would go with something with a sheen on it so that it's easier to clean and more durable for all the hand traffic that those doors are going to get. Make sure you take the drawer fronts and the doors off, label where they came from so that you know where they go back so you don't have to re-drill everything. Keep the hinges on either the box or the door so that it's all together. But, you know, other than that, pick a great color, pick a durable paint, and go for it.
And, Mark, one other thing to point out is that the type of primer used on kitchen cabinets, it has to be what's called a high bond primer. Basically means it's super sticky and it helps bridge the surface between the shiny cabinet surface and the new paint, making sure it sticks really well. So great advice, though, Leslie. Thanks so much for answering that for Mark. And Martin is next. He says, I'm thinking about projects for 2021, wondering if I need a new roof because mine is 20 years old. How do I know when it's got to go? Well, just because it's 20 years old doesn't mean it's failed, Martin, even though that may be the end of the warranty on it, unless it's showing a lot of wear and tear, unless you've got leaks, deterioration. If your house is properly built and well ventilated, you know, a roof can easily last a good 25 years. So I say it's time to keep an eye on it, but definitely don't have to replace it just yet.
All right, Martin, good luck with your roofing projects.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, and we are so grateful that you are. We want to take a minute to thank you for allowing us to be on your home improvement team. We hope that through this past year, despite all the challenges that have been put upon us by COVID, we did see a lot of new folks taking on home improvement projects and got a lot of new listeners to this program. We hope that we've been able to address all the questions that you guys had and give you some good tips and ideas along the way, and that's going to continue now for quite a while. So remember, you can always reach out to us at 888 Money Pit or post your questions at moneypit.com. www.thebankofamerica.com. Have a blessed and happy and healthy holiday. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal agents converging at the home of a possible person of interest in the explosion that rocked downtown Nashville Christmas morning. Correspondent Ken Lorman has the story.
More than 24 hours after the explosion, a motive remained elusive as investigators are working around the clock to resolve unanswered questions about the mysterious blast that took place on a mostly deserted street on a sleepy holiday morning, and was prefaced by a recorded warning advising those nearby to evacuate.
Officials have been searching a home in Antioch in suburban Nashville most of the day. Also at townhall.com, the first cases of a new variant of that coronavirus that has been spreading in the United Kingdom now detected in France, Spain, and Canada. Correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
Should Americans be concerned about the new strain of COVID-19?
Certainly, should we keep our eye on it? Absolutely. But also, this is not surprising in any way. Viruses mutate.
That's Catherine Blish, an infectious disease expert with Stanford University, talking to KGO. Also speaking to KGO, University of California, San Francisco researcher Nevin Krogan. He's not concerned about the vaccine working on the new variant right now.
One needs to keep in mind that there's a large amount of antibodies when you initially get the vaccine, and it looks like those mutations have no effect. But when the antibodies start to decrease, the fear is that those mutations then would result in more susceptibility when the antibody levels are lower.
Scientists are still researching the new variant and the current vaccines. I'm Shelley Adler.
Japan's government will temporarily ban entry for all non-resident foreign nationals as a precaution against the latest contagious virus. Entry ban set to start Monday. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
A lot of Christmas gifts have yet to arrive.
The warnings went out early that between a surge in mail volume because of the pandemic and a shortage of available workers and social distancing, people needed to get cards and packages mailed out early. And they did. But still, the U.S. Postal Service is reporting delays. Some gifts did not make it on time. A Michigan man was disappointed his father didn't get the NASCAR race car model that he had ordered at the end of November, even though the item shipped December 8th. And a woman who had ordered ornaments as a gift in November says she's taking the delay in stride. She says this will be something to laugh about when the ornaments hang on the tree next year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Four people arrested in connection with the 2018 crash of a helicopter that killed a Mexican governor. Chopper went down 10 minutes after takeoff. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. One of the all-time greats in basketball has died.
Basketball Hall of Famer Casey Jones was an Olympic gold medalist and two-time NCAA champion who won eight straight NBA titles during the Celtics' Bill Russell era. He then coached the Boston teams with Larry Bird, Kevin McHale, and Robert Parrish to two more championships in the 1980s. Jones' family says he passed away at an assisted living facility in Connecticut Friday, where he had been receiving care for Alzheimer's disease for several years. Casey Jones was 88. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The pandemic, of course, upending Christmas traditions this year for many, but determination and imagination keeping the day special for those same millions. Small gatherings that didn't require travel replaced large family reunions. Churches moved services online to avoid big crowds, and with the economy reeling, it wasn't a year for lavish gifts anyway. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners, here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
It's everyone's worst nightmare, fire. And the USA has the second highest fire death rate in the industrialized world.
So what can you do to prevent house fires?
Well, to keep your family safe, read Fight Fires at Home with these tips. When you hit MoneyPit.com, just click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Presented by Bank of America and First Alert. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And welcome to the holiday weekend. Not a whole lot of home improvement going on around my house right now, because we are just enjoying the time together at this very special time of the year. It's been a rough one. We've all got a lot to be thankful for. And if one of the things that you're thankful for is the roof over your head and you're trying to make that place a little bit better so you can spend even more time in it in 2021, we are here to help. We're here to answer your questions about improvements. We're here to help you save some money on your heating bills. We're here to help you choose some colors for those interior makeovers. Whatever project is on your to-do list, let us give you a hand by answering those questions. Help yourself first by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Or you can also post your questions to moneypit.com. Just click on the Ask a Question button. Coming up on today's show, thanks to our pandemic, getting fresh, clean air is more important than ever. But you don't have to throw open the windows in midwinter to get that. We're going to share some ways to make sure the air inside your home is as clean as possible in today's smart spending tip just ahead.
Plus, with so many folks spending a lot of time at home these days, it's a great time to think about how smart home products can make our homes more convenient and safer. We're going to share some new ways to do just that.
And a leaking water heater can lead to some pretty serious flood damage. But now there's a new water heater on the market, and I love it because it's the first time I've ever seen a water heater that detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply. That's why water heater floods are so bad, because the water heater's flooding, but the fill valve stays open. This new unit automatically shuts off that valve, so that stops the serious flooding before it even starts. So we're going to share that update.
Plus, home fires peak in the winter, so we've got a great giveaway to help keep you safe going out to one lucky winner. It's a set of three First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarms. It's worth $149.
But first, we want to know what you want to know. So give us a call right now with your home improvement, your home decor question at 888-MONEY-PIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Rick in Delaware is dealing with some plumbing issues. Tell us what's happening at your money pit.
Okay, I have a bathroom in the basement, and the toilet won't flush all the way.
Okay.
I've dealt with it before with a toilet snake, and it took care of it, but it seemed like it's probably something different now. Mm-hmm. It just spins around, and then it gurgles.
So it sounds like a blockage then. This is not a problem with the flush valve or the fill valve in the toilet. That part works. It just doesn't drain. Is that correct?
Right, because I filled a 5-gallon bucket, actually, and poured it down, and it still wouldn't go down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, you've got to get to the bottom of it with this blockage. You said you tried a snake, but how far did that snake go down?
It didn't go down, you know, too far. I guess it's the standard snake, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't want to put another snake in there, you know.
Yeah. You're going to have that actually professionally cleaned out by a sewer drain cleaning company, like a Rooter type company, because whatever blockage you're experiencing there is obviously beyond the reach of that snake. Don't feel bad. I'll tell you a funny story about what happened to me. It was on the morning of when one of my kids was being christened. And, of course, when you have that, you have family coming over, you don't want to have a bathroom emergency. Well, the toilet just would not flush. It would not go down. And I was very frustrated, but I was absolutely positive that I knew, because I am a home improvement expert, so I know this stuff. I knew it was the willow tree and the roots outside the window. So I said, oh, darn it, I got to go get a shovel, got to go expose the pipe, break it open, get those roots out. And of course, I head out there, you know, virtually in my Sunday best, although I think I changed, to get that pipe exposed, and I could not find the problem, and I was scratching my head, and I figured, okay, it's between this hole and the toilet. So I pull the toilet off, I flip it upside down, and it turns out that one of my darling children had flushed a toy down there. It was a toy telephone that was lodged in this place, and I'm looking in the bowl, and I'm looking at the bottom, thinking, there's something blue there. There's nothing supposed to be blue in that toilet. It was a toy phone, and that's what had blocked it. So some home improvement expert I was, there I was with a big hole of, you know, big hole, big pile of dirt and busted open sewer line that had nothing to do with it. I pulled that phone out there, put it back together, and the day went on as planned.
Well, Tom, let me ask you a question, though.
Yep.
Could it be anything with the vent pipe?
Yes, it could. The gurgling means it's struggling for air, and so it could be a blockage of the vent pipe or the drain pipe. And in either event, you have to have the right tools. Now, you know, the drain clean companies will probably just run a snake down there both ways and call it a day. If they're really perplexed, they can run a camera down there. There's line cameras that they can snake in and actually see what the blockage is. All right? So I think that's what you're going to have to do here. And unfortunately, we hate to call, you know, a pro if we can fix it ourselves. But this is just a specialized repair, specialized piece of maintenance you got to get done. Good luck with that project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Happy holidays, everybody. We hope you are enjoying a wonderful weekend with your family and friends and staying safe. We're happy to spend this time with you, and we thank you so much. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. We'd love to lend a hand.
888-666-3974. Up next, the stuffy, stale indoor air. Have you wondering how healthy every breath might be? We're going to share the best way to filter out household contaminants like dust, allergens, bacteria, and even viruses in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card. Earn 3% cash back on online shopping. That's all coming up next.
If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867. They'll provide a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now at 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair costs. That's 800-917-3867, 800-917-3867.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit. Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti from the Money Pit Home Improvement Podcast.
As cooler temperatures and social distancing force us indoors, Simple Green reminds us to CBD, or clean before disinfecting. Bacteria and viruses can hide underneath dirt, dust, and food, so surfaces should be cleaned first with Simple Green All-Purpose Cleaner.
A leaking water heater can lead to flood damage, but not with the new Rheem Gladiator electric water heater. With 360-degree built-in leak protection, the Rheem Gladiator detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply.
Fire and carbon monoxide incidents spike during winter. The new wireless First Alert connected safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarm is Ring and Z-Wave compatible and provides early warning of a fire or CO emergency.
Finished basements add value and are perfect for gyms, offices, or family space. You'll love your basement with dry core subfloor panels installed between the concrete and the finished floor. They feature air gap technology for dry, comfortable, and cozy floors all year round.
For more, visit moneypit.com. Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Are you having a wonderful holiday weekend, Leslie?
You know what? We really are. It's so lovely and it's so nice to just be cozy with our family. And I think with all the craziness that we've had in the year of 2020, we've all connected so much closer with the people that we love the most and our family, and we've gotten to know people better. So as much as it's been a bad year, it's also been a really good year with a lot of surprising blessings.
You know, one thing they'll say about 2020... we didn't see that coming.
Bah! Boom. He's here all week. Try the veal.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Give us a call. Let us know what you are working on. And you've got a great chance to win an excellent prize to help keep you and your family safe this fire season. We've got up for grabs a set of 3 First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarms worth $149. Now, the detector is very smart. It's compatible with Ring and Z-Wave systems. The First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 Smoke and Carbon Monoxide Alarm. It's battery operated. It's designed to provide early warning in the event of a fire or even a CO emergency.
And they're wirelessly connected, which is cool. So if one goes off, they all go off. You can learn more at firstalert.com. But we've got three of these brand-new First Alert-connected safety carbon monoxide alarms going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us with your home improvement question at 888-666-3974 or post it to moneypit.com. We're going to choose one name out of that Money Pit hard hat full of folks and send that set of smoke detectors right out to you.
Now we've got Christine on the line. What's going on in your money pit? How can we help?
Okay, so we have a garage that is uninsulated. We insulated it. We've got the walls almost done and the ceiling's almost done. But we have a vent on the roof, you know, one of those swirling ones. And I wasn't sure if the ceiling of the garage also needed a vent that either leads up to that or just to the attic space.
Yep, that's a great question. So the purpose of the vent on the roof is to provide attic ventilation, and the ventilation is really necessary to keep the insulation dry, because in the wintertime it can get damp and it makes it less effective. In the summer, you know, time, you let the heat build up in the attic. So that's the purpose of that vent. That being said, I will tell you that those sort of whirly bird style vents that spin like a basket that spins are the least effective kind of vent you could have. What I always recommend are continuous ridge vents, which go down the peak of the roof, matched with soffit vents, which is at that overhang, because that creates like an airflow where the air goes in at the soffit, under the roof sheathing, and out at that ridge, and keeps that attic as close to ambient temperature as possible and as dry as possible. But in terms of your project, that you can sort of set that aside, because I would continue to insulate that garage so you have a warmer place for you to work in during the cold weather. And then, you know, in the spring or summer or whenever you get around to doing the roof again, you could evaluate the vent situation. But you do not have to put a hole in that ceiling, because that's not the purpose of that vent.
Okay, we do have soffit vents.
Well, that's good. That's the hard part. The ridge vent's the easy part.
Yeah. The other question I had was about my soffits on the house. Not sure there's anything we can do at this point, but I would just like your opinion. The builder was supposed to wrap the metal around plywood and then use that for the soffit, but he just used that thin piece of metal.
Yeah, that's actually the right way to do it. Is the metal ventilated? Is that little tiny holes in it?
No, we had him add soffit vents like along the back of the house in three different places.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And on the side.
Yeah, no, you don't want to have a covered soffit. Soffits should be as open as possible because, as I said earlier, that's where air gets in and starts doing its work in the attic in terms of venting that space. So, you know, I don't know what the conversation was around having, you know, metal wrapped over plywood. I'll tell you, sometimes we see houses that are older houses that might have been built in the 60s or 70s, and they have plywood soffits. And then I've seen those homeowners do vinyl siding and aluminum trim, and then they totally cover that soffit with the aluminum soffit material, and that's usually a mistake because they've covered the ventilation in doing so. So I always tell people to take that plywood down. So I think you are okay with that.
Oh, good. Well, that's great. Thank you so much, because I was sure it was wrong and it was going to be bad for the house, but you're saying it's just perfect.
It is just perfect, Christine. Good luck with that project.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Well, the EPA has named indoor air pollution as one of the top five environmental risks to public health, and they tell us that indoor air can be up to 100 times more polluted than the air outside. But if you're thinking they can't be talking about my house, well, they actually can, especially if you don't have the right kind of air filter. We're going to sort out the options in today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Cash Rewards Credit Card.
So to start, you need to understand there are four types of air filters you could choose from. There are flat filters, which are basically made from fiberglass. They typically need to be changed at least on a monthly basis. And while they capture dust, they don't do really anything for the kind of contaminants that can make you miserable, like allergens. Next up, we have a type of filter called an extended media filter, which uses a particle filter and a very small electrostatic charge to clean the air. And they're much more efficient than those flat filters. And then you step up into the electronic filter detectors. Now, these use a high electrical charge to capture particles, kind of like a magnet. They're extremely effective on small particles, and they perform about 30 times better than those flat filters. But if you really want to get serious, we should look at the ultraviolet filters. They are extremely effective at capturing particles, bacteria, and viruses. These are the kinds of filters that you'll find in medical centers and hospitals where disease is present.
Yet you're also going to find them in restaurants all over the place now. It's amazing. As I work in Times Square, and while the restaurants in the city are struggling and not all of them are open, I see a lot of them have signs up saying, UV filters, come inside, we're open. So people are really doing the right thing to try to make everybody feel safe, and that's a great way to do it with the ultraviolet filters. Now, when it comes time for installation, this really is a job that's best left to a pro, because they're going to need to be built into your existing HVAC system on the return side of that system. This way the air is continually cleaned as it passes through the filter. And that's today's smart spending tip presented by the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. We're all shopping for essentials online these days. Get rewarded for it with the Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card. You can choose to earn 3% cash back on your online shopping.
Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply.
Heading to Massachusetts, where Lou is on the line. What's going on at your money pit?
I'm having trouble with the heating in the house. It's not coming up to the second floor.
Okay. What kind of heat system do you have, Lou? Is it hot air or hot water?
It's a hot water oil burner. Okay. It's about 70 years old.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried to bleed the radiators on the second floor?
Yes, I have, but two of them are still dead. They're just cold, ice cold. Nothing comes out. No air. No drips. Nothing.
Huh. And this is a hot water or a steam system?
I believe it's hot water.
But, I mean, they both use the same piece of equipment. They both use a boiler. When you look at your boiler, do you see a clear glass tube that has water in it that's halfway filled?
No, I don't.
Okay. So then, yeah, it sounds like it's a hot water system. Now, is it one zone or two?
I don't know. Zones.
How many thermostats do you have for heat?
Just one.
So you have a single zone system, hot water system, and you've got some cold radiators, which means that for some reason the water is not pushing in through that part of it. There could be air that's blocking it, and I think at this point you're going to probably have to have a heating contractor come over and do some further diagnostics, because if the circulator is performing properly, that's the little motor that moves the water through the system. It's really pretty simple. You have a supply and a return, and that water just follows one loop. If it's not getting to a radiator, then there's an obstruction there, which means it's a problem with a valve, or there's air blockage that you just can't get to, and that's probably what's stopping it. Is this a new problem?
No, it's been ongoing, except for those two radiators that used to work. And the circulator was replaced.
All right, listen, I think it's time to call for some expert assistance. I think this is beyond the scope of a do-it-yourselfer, and try to figure out why those two radiators are blocked. Don't let them out of the house until they get fixed, because it should not be that complicated of a problem, okay?
Okay, well, how much money do you think that might...
You know, it depends. If it's just a matter of trying to, identify one, say, failed valve or something of that nature, it could be, a basic $200 or $300 sort of call for a guy to come out and do some work. If it's a bigger problem than that, if you need a new circulator, it could be more. But certainly you could ask for an estimate, I mean, maybe you're calling for an estimate. You're not maybe even hiring them for the repair to find out what it's going to take to get the system working again. Now's the time to do it.
Okay. Any tips on who I could call?
One thing that you could do is you could go to homeadvisor.com.
Okay, I've heard of them, yeah.
Right, that's a site that is a directory for all sorts of contractors and other professionals. And the nice thing about Home Advisor is that they all have references that were done by other Home Advisor clients. And they're verified references. So you can read the reviews and find somebody that's in your area and that people have been happy with.
Wow. Okay, great. Sounds good, Tom.
All right, Lou, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Tammy in Tennessee is on the line with a toilet question. It's a lot of tease and a tongue twister. How can we help you, Tammy?
Best way to replace the seal on our toilet. We're redoing our flooring and got the toilet up, and we're just wanting to replace the seal.
So, I mean, you pretty much have to replace the wax seal now that you've got the toilet up, and it's a pretty easy DIY project. One little tip I would give you is that when you buy the wax seal, they have different thicknesses. I don't think you can really hurt yourself by using one of the thicker ones. It essentially gets placed right above the opening, right above the drain, and then when you drop the toilet back on it, the bolts that are used to hold the toilet in place, one common mistake that people make is they over-tighten those. Toilets don't get sort of wrenched to the floor. They just get sort of snugged to the floor. Don't go too tight on those bolts because you will crack that base of that toilet. Just make them nice and tight. They pretty much will sit there and not move much once you press it in place with the wax in between. And that's really all you have to do. It's a pretty easy plumbing project.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for joining us on this holiday weekend. Give us a call anytime, 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, with all the time that we're spending at home these days, it really is a great time to think about how smart home products can make our homes more convenient and safer. We're going to share some new ways to do just that next. 888-MONEY-PIT.
Kathleen, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun, we play sports, and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the best versions of themselves. Visit BeAScout.org to find a pack near you.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
There are debt solutions for almost every situation. No matter how much money you owe in credit card debt, all the information you really need is yours free when you call right now for your free debt review. When we learned about the debt solutions they don't want you to know about, we were so shocked at how the credit card companies work to keep you in debt that we have decided to give everyone that calls today a free debt review, absolutely free. That's right. Get your debt solution review absolutely free. Just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566 and get the free debt review everyone in debt should have. To find out how you can get out of debt now, just call 1-800-865-8566. That's 1-800-865-8566. Get out of debt fast with your free credit card debt review. Call 1-800-865-8566. Again, 1-800-865-8566.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler with today's tip of the day. Home fires can strike at any time. Each year, nearly 390,000 home fires in the U.S. result in death, injury, and property damage. As with anything, the best defense is a good offense. Planning, prevention, and practice are key. First, meet with everyone in the home and plan different escape routes. Try to visualize the fire from every room in your home and feel your way out. Close your eyes and try to find the exit. Thick smoke is not only deadly, but makes it difficult to breathe and to see. Stay low and practice finding the exit, identifying markers or touch points that can be landmarks along the escape route when it's hard to see. Also remind family members that in case of fire, get out first and call 911 from a neighbor's home. Most importantly, don't forget to regularly test smoke alarms to be sure they're working correctly. In case of a home fire, your dreams don't have to go up in smoke. Be prepared. I'm Tom Kreitler, and that's today's Money Pit Tip of the Day.
Better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, with so many of folks spending a lot of time at home these days, it's a good time to think about how smart home products can make our homes more convenient and safer.
Well, Travis Miller with ADT is joining us with solutions for families to make their homes smarter and safer during these unprecedented times.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Travis, I can imagine that, you know, you guys are probably getting a lot of calls from your customers that have systems where the pattern of folks in the home has probably changed, right? So there's more people coming and going or different people coming and going. You probably get some false alarms because of that. Keeps everybody on their toes. But this is a time when we really need to sort of step up our home security, right?
Yeah, you're right, Tom. With a lot of people spending more time at home, right, it's beginning to have them reevaluate what it means to them to be at the house and what it means from both a security standpoint and, to your point, that smart home, or as we like to refer to it, right, like, as a helpful home, right? Like, how can that smart home even turn into a helpful home?
Yeah, because some smart homes are smarter than I am.
Yeah, and I'm with you on that front.
So talk to me how smartphone technology has changed kind of going into the new year, Travis. I mean, I've been an ADT customer for many years, and when my system was installed, everything was hardwired. And I think wireless was just starting to get going at that time, but, you know, I had heard that the batteries didn't last that long, and I wasn't all that interested in being, like, sort of the first guy to try it out, so I insisted on everything being hardwired. But that's not the case anymore, and, in fact, most of these systems are not hardwired. They are wireless, and they're really smart in terms of what they can detect and how they report that information.
Yeah, you're exactly right. So as we moved on with technology, right, things just get smarter and smarter. And with that, the wireless solutions is really what customers opt for these days, especially in these retrofit type situations where, you know, we're going into homes that are completely finished. There's very little wire runs, if at all any, sometimes these days with the equipment that they're getting inside their house, right? And so really what customers need to ask themselves or people that are looking to invest in that is, hey, what do they prefer? Do they prefer that DIY play, right, where they can, you know, have to do it themselves, or professional installation? And then somewhere in between there, it's, hey, you know what, I may need someone to talk to about providing these type of solutions and how they can benefit myself and my family, right? As I look at what we're dealing with right now, I'll give you a really cool story. You know, with the smart home technologies and video analytics and video plays nowadays, we've got all these people and kids learning from the house. And we have the amazing cameras, right, where, like, kids are learning and doing their e-learning in one room and the ability to talk back and forth with them while they're, you know, doing their learning through the camera to make sure they're on task. I did it just the other day to my daughter, and it kind of, in one regard, freaked her out. But it also is like, hey, Kylie, are you staying on task in there? Because I saw her playing with her phone, right? It's just the world that we're living in these days.
So, you know, I think what's so interesting, Travis, is that ADT really is sort of launching way more products that are more geared toward the DIY person. So what are you guys doing to help that person achieve the same success in their home?
Yeah, it's a great question, Leslie, and you're right. I think what you're referring to is our Blue by ADT. And what we've come to learn throughout the industry is more customers are becoming more and more apt to do it themselves. And so as we look at the solutions that are provided both in the security, you know, front as well as that smart home front, really it's important to make sure that we're providing equal products, whether the customer chooses to do it themselves, such as that camera I mentioned previously, and or, right, choose to have it professionally installed. So things such as, you know, the doorbells these days are a very hot commodity, especially with the porch pirates and us being in the holiday season, and making it easy and useful for those individuals that may be their ultimate solution is just that piece of equipment and not a full-blown smart home system at that time.
What about the monitoring options? Are those available with the wireless systems as well?
Yes, Tom, they are actually. So, like, whether it's wireless or hardwired, right, customers can choose. If they go down a path of the Blue by ADT, they can choose month-to-month. They can, you know, do contract terms. As we move into the professional consultation and the professional installation for those that need that, those also come with that professional monitoring and are still wireless. And those would have a term length associated with them, you know, to make sure that we're meeting that customer's, you know, security needs as well and bringing the technology of what ADT has come to be known as, right, which is just this above and beyond multi-connected monitoring facility, all interconnected, giving the customers the peace of mind that they look to ADT for.
So what's the newest, coolest, smart home related component that you guys have introduced?
So I'll go back to it. It's a little bit of that audio camera, and it's not just the camera itself, right? So it's the camera as it ties into other capabilities of what a home may be able to do. Let me give you a quick example, right? So with analytics built into these cameras these days, I can have my front porch lights turn on if a human comes walking up my steps. Whereas if it's the dog walking by in the middle of the night or the dog walking going for a walk at whatever time, those lights wouldn't turn on because I don't have a concern for them to turn on. So the cameras themselves have really gotten smart to be able to, you know, define between people, cars, animals. And so that's what I would say is some of the coolest stuff is not only the one piece of component, which if you ask me, I would tell you it's the new cameras that are out, the 1080 Pro audio cameras. But it's really integrating in how it can, you know, fully change a lifestyle solution for a customer.
You know, I think it's so interesting. ADT certainly offers just a variety of smart technology that perhaps some homeowners don't even really understand what they can use and what the technology is capable of. So how are you helping, you know, the regular homeowner really figure out what it is that ADT can do for them?
Leslie, what comes to mind there is, you know, we recently worked with the Moffitt family, right? And the family of eight. This is through a program called ADT Passive Protection in which we partner with the Scott brothers. And really what we did is this family, they submitted a chance to win a makeover design for their house to include a full smart home system. So for this individual family, right, you know, they have a couple kids who have therapists that come in and out just due to, illnesses and otherwise. And so they have the ability to put the door locks on the door, give specific codes that people can come in at specific times. Additionally, they can set up lights inside the house, which they've done in this home, so that, like, somebody gets up in the middle of the evening, they walk down a hallway that may originally be dark, but as soon as that motion detector picks them up, the lights come on, right? And so as you get to these devices, including, you know, call them smoke communicators and other lifestyle solutions, you know, the Moffitt has really taken advantage of leaning in through this, you know, passive protection program to, like, you know, really elevate their home above and beyond, you know, just the standard makeover, if you will, of a home.
That's so cool. You know, it's just nice it could be customized down to that degree to help a family that needs it more than most.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Tom.
Travis Miller, the Vice President of Field Sales for ADT. Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, Travis, and filling us in on the latest technology in alarm systems. If you'd like to check out some of the products that Travis talked about, you can go to ADT.com or BlueByADT.com for the DIY options. Thanks, Travis.
All right. Thanks, Tom, Leslie.
All right. It's always cool learning about the newest technologies for your home and your home security. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, speaking of technology, the Rheem Gladiator electric water heater is brand new and the newest innovation to the market of water heaters, and it has one very, very cool feature. It detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply. So that means it will stop serious flooding before it even starts. We'll share those details next.
You live in a money pit.
Caseta by Lutron is the smart light switch that I never knew you needed, but now we can't live without it. You know, a lot of people think you need smart bulbs to get smart lighting, but there is a smarter way. Caseta's smart dimmers and switches replace the switch in your wall, making all the lights that switch controls act smart.
Now, you might be thinking, bulb or switch, what's the difference? Well, it's a huge difference because think about all the places in your house where one switch controls multiple bulbs. Now, do you want to buy 3, 4, maybe even more smart bulbs or one smart switch? And you can even use a voice assistant to dim the lights or to turn them on or off if your hands are full or you just don't want to get off the couch.
Caseta by Lutron is easy to install, and I love that they offer 24/7 support if you've got questions. So get smart lighting the smart way with Caseta by Lutron smart switches. Learn more about Caseta at lutron.com/moneypit. That's lutron.com/moneypit.
A remodeled basement not only adds a great bonus space for everyday life, but it can also increase the value of your home.
That's right, but some basements just never feel warm and comfortable because they're built below grade and have concrete floors. DryCore is a great solution. It's a one-step subfloor system that goes on top of the concrete.
DryCore is specifically designed for basements. The panels create an air gap above the cold, damp, hard concrete to protect, insulate, and cushion your finished floors, creating a new living space as warm and comfortable as any other space in your home.
With DryCore's air gap between the finished floor and the concrete, moisture isn't trapped, and that helps protect against mold and mildew. The ready-to-use panels are easy to install, comfortable to walk on, and they work under engineered hardwood, laminate, carpet, vinyl, or ceramic tile, and they can even handle heavy gym equipment.
DryCore is available at select Home Depots, Lowe's, and Menards stores. Find a store and learn more at DryCore.com. That's DryCore.com.
You finally decided to learn how to ice skate, so you ordered the essentials every ice skater needs. A pair of blades, a new helmet, and a good set of knee pads. And you used your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping. Rewards that you put towards the cost of an essential piece of post-skating recovery, a heating pad. Visit bankofamerica.com/more rewarding to apply now. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation. If your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, air conditioning system, or really any other appliance in your house breaks, do you have an extra $1,000 lying around to get it fixed or to get a new one? Well, for about $1 a day, there is a way to avoid these costly repair bills. The Home Service Club provides home warranty coverage that gives you protection and the peace of mind of knowing all major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. Call them today at 800-917-3867. That's 800-917-3867 for a free, no-obligation quote. Once you're covered, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced, including all makes and models of washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Call Home Service Club now. That's 800-917-3867. For about $1 a day, you can avoid thousands in home repair bills. That's 800-917-3867. 800-917-3867. Solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, we love you spending time with us here at the Money Pit, but if you like it, we imagine that you're really going to enjoy our podcast. Now, you can find the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. From bathrooms to basements, demolition to decor, and gardening to garages, we share non-biased expertise to help you tackle all of your to-dos with confidence.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement project. Again, you can download the show at moneypit.com/podcasts.
We hope you're all enjoying your holiday weekend. Maybe you're cozying up by the fire. Well, the winter months has a big increase in fires at home, so we want to help you out with fire safety. We've got up for grabs a set of three First Alert Connected Safety 2-in-1 smoke and carbon monoxide alarms worth $149. Now, the detector is also smart. It's compatible with Ring and Z-Wave systems.
Yeah, and not only does it detect both carbon monoxide and smoke alarms, these are actually wirelessly interconnected. So if one goes off, they all go off. That's especially helpful if you've got an older home, because it used to be that we had to run wires between all those detectors to make that happen, and now it happens because of the smart detector technology. It's a great designed product that gives you premium protection, keeps you safe. We've got three to give away to one lucky caller. Make that you. Call us right now with your home improvement question at 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974, or post your question to moneypit.com. Well, a leaking water heater can lead to some pretty serious and major flood damage, but now there's a new water heater on the market that, check this, it detects leaks and automatically shuts off the water supply, which stops the floods before they even start. Love it.
Yeah, it's the Rheem Gladiator electric water heater, and it's the newest innovation out there in water heating. It features three upgrades to provide long-term peace of mind. Now, it features a built-in 360 leak detection system, and that's designed to find leaks both inside and outside of the tank. It's also got a built-in auto shutoff valve that's going to shut the incoming water when a leak is detected, and then helps keep water in the tank to protect your home and your belongings, because when a water heating tank breaks, it is a huge mess, you guys. Plus, it's got a built-in Wi-Fi, which will send alerts, reminders, all the things you need in its app to allow you to adjust temperature, track energy, you know, all the different things that you need to schedule to keep costs down, to keep your family safe. Super smart right here.
Love this unit. I can't tell you how many times I've seen damage from busted water heaters over the years, and this really does solve it. It's available in 40, 50, and 55-gallon versions. You can learn more at Rheem.com/Gladiator. Gladiator, the power to know, the power to control, and the power to protect.
Evan in Florida is on the line and has a question about venting. How can we help you today?
Well, my wife and I have a long-standing disagreement on what's best during the winter months for vents and unused rooms.
Okay.
I say close them, but she says leave them open.
You both might be right.
Everybody wins.
Yeah.
If you close, that's not going to help us out.
That's not going to help you out. If you close the vents in some rooms, especially if it's anywhere near plumbing, you may have the temperatures drop at the point where freezing is an issue. But generally speaking, I think you can close those vents in unused rooms if you're truly not going to use them. But it might be better to close them actually closer to the air handler itself or the furnace itself, because a duct damper is much more efficient than the wall damper. The vent itself, once you close it, it tends to whistle and a lot of air leaks through it. But in line with the ducts themselves, they should have dampers too, which are more like sort of a valve for a duct that sort of totally closes off the air to that space.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen those in the line before. I just didn't.
Yeah, they're a little tricky. There's usually a rod that goes through the duct, and if you look at it, it's got a flat on the end of it. It's very narrow. It's like the size of a screwdriver tip. But if it's parallel to the duct, then it's fully open. And if it's perpendicular, then it's fully closed.
All right. Okay. That solved our issue, but I don't know if I should.
It didn't settle the bet. It solved the problem. It didn't settle the bet. But like Leslie said, everybody's a winner today.
Everybody's a winner.
All right. Yeah. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thank you.
Nothing comes between spouses like home improvement.
That is true.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Give us a call anytime, 24/7, with your home repair, your home improvement question. Coming up, could you use an extra hand around your house? Well, if you're a parent, you might already have a few of them. We've got some tips for involving kids in home improvement projects and teaching them a few things in the process after this.
Live in a Money Pit.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how
how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
Hello there. My name is Maddox, and I'm a Cub Scout. I'm here to talk to you today about becoming a Cub Scout like me. Cub Scouts get badges for doing fun activities, and we make friends. Scouts go camping, climbing, fishing, and swimming together. We have fun. We play sports and go to parades. Scouts also help people and become the very best versions of themselves. Visit beascout.org, and you'll be able to find a pack near you, get your questions answered, and sign up online.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp right now.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
You want a piece of me?
They're not movie tough guys, just ordinary people doing something extraordinary. They're all signed up on MatchingDonors.com, willing to donate their kidney to anyone who needs it. In the U.S., 19 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. MatchingDonors.com improves those odds by finding living altruistic donors for patients desperately needing transplants. Go to MatchingDonors.com and meet some extraordinary people. That's MatchingDonors.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Hope that you're enjoying this beautiful holiday weekend. We're here to help you with projects on your to-do list at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Email us or post your question just like Alan did. Now, Alan writes, my wife and I would like to add a two-car garage with a small apartment. What are the key questions we need to be asking a prospective builder contractor?
I wouldn't start with the builder contractor. If you're going to put on an addition plus an apartment, I would hire an architect. You need a design professional, Alan, because the architect will spec that out and create a set of plans, and then you can use that set of plans to talk to several builders/contractors and get them to bid on the same project. This way you'll have an apples-to-apples opportunity to compare those bids and make the best choice based on that. Beyond that, I would be talking with the contractors about their schedules, their practices for cleanup, and most importantly, how they're going to keep you and the family safe through this darn quarantine. But if you think through all of that and start with the architect, you will be in good hands going forward.
All right. Good luck with that project. It sounds like a good one, Alan.
Well, would you like to find something for you to do with your kids that doesn't involve a Zoom call? Well, Leslie's got tips for teaching home improvement to youngsters in this week's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
That's right. If you're looking for something to do with your kids that doesn't involve technology, because I feel like everything we are doing is an iPad, a computer, it's a Zoom call, it's a whatever, put it away for a minute. Let's try something different. Let's think about some small home improvement projects that we can get those kids involved in. Now, getting young do-it-yourselfers involved in home improvement in the planning process definitely makes it easy for the kids to learn something new, get a lifelong skill. It builds their confidence. also, when they finish a project, it really gives them a different sense of accomplishment and renewed pride in the home that you are sharing. So maybe the next time you paint a room, your child will not walk by with a crayon on the wall or something along those lines just because it's new and clean. Not that that's ever happened in my house, but I feel like the kids just don't understand that the house and its belongings cost money and time. So let's get them to see that this is something we can all invest in together. Now, first of all, select a project together, whether it's going to be an easy fix-it project or an improvement job or maybe a redecorating project. Every DIY project out there is a great chance for these kids to learn. Also, get them involved in the planning and the shopping. Talk about the project. What do you need? What supplies do you have in the house? What do you have to get? Get this young assistant at home involved in the process of shopping and all the supplies and everything, and they will feel even more invested. Then let them help. Don't just be like, oh, I'll do it myself. Let the kids actually get involved. Now, the child's age and the complexity of the project is really going to determine which tools that they can handle safely, but there's always a way to get them involved, even if they just keep busy with a few simple items or kid-sized tools while you do the work with the more complicated stuff. Whatever it is, just remember, anything that you can do to instill confidence and a can-do attitude is super valuable to your children down the line. So just get them involved now, and it really makes a great outside-of-the-box thinker and somebody who feels super confident, and you get to spend a lot of time with a great person in your house that maybe hasn't thought about doing this stuff before.
And when you do this and they grow up, you can assign them projects. And you don't have to do it anymore. Go clean the gutters, kids. You know how to use the ladder. I taught you well. Go do it. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thank you so much for spending this part of your holiday day, your holiday weekend with us. We hope that we've entertained you with some tips and advice on home improvements and ways to save money and make your place more beautiful. We will be here for you into the new year. If you've got questions, you can always reach us with those questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? For free information on how to proceed, call toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003. That's 1-800-847-2003.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventors' information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other material of interest to new inventors. Learn how you can get your free information just by dialing toll-free.
Call 1-800-847-2003.
Even if you only have an idea for improving an existing product or don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. It's a free call, so call InventHelp.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.